Good day, world. This is Maria Liberati, and welcome to my podcast, The Maria Liberati Show, where food meets art, travel, and life. Lots of recipes, culinary stories, travels, and more from my Gourmand World award-winning book series and blog, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking. I can officially be called a Philadelphia Italian market baby. You see, I was inspired early on at the age of 4 by my shopping trips to the Italian market in Philly with my grandfather to get fresh breads, cheeses, pasta, vegetables, and fruits for our large, unforgettably flavorful Sunday dinners. Fast forward to a trip to Italy for my modeling career that became a 20-year life-changing experience that included learning old-world winemaking, cheesemaking at my family's vineyards and farm, studying the culinary arts, truffle hunting, having my portrait done by a famous Italian artist, working with some remarkable Italian chefs, doing culinary programs at some of Italy's most beautiful resorts and vineyards, creating my book series and trademark, appearing on Italian TV, and having my blog about Mozart featured in the National Museum of Vienna, Austria. And my 300,000 blog subscribers can attest to all this. I'm looking forward to having you as a special guest during my podcast with other interesting, fun, and entertaining special guests where we will be making a connection through food to art, travel, and life. Hope to see you then. Discover the timeless secrets of Italian cuisine with the Basic Art of Italian Cooking series by Maria Liberati. That's me. From fragrant basil to silky olive oil, each page is a culinary masterpiece. Taste the passion, embrace the tradition, and create your own masterpieces in the kitchen with my Gourmand World award-winning book series, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking. Buon appetito, and you can find the books on Amazon.com, Kindle, on marialiberati.com, and on the publisher's website, artoflivingprimamedia.com. Hey, what goes better with food than music? I have a special guest today, and check this out.
Love feels so good to me, that's why.
So that was my special guest today, and that was Cecil Parker. And Cecil, tell us, what is the name of the song? I don't want to mess it up.
It's called I Stay.
So that's his new song. But, you know, today I was just going to say, we have so many treasures in Philly, and Cecil is definitely a treasure that we share with the world, a talented treasure.
Thank you.
So, he's definitely one of our special talents in Philly. And so excited to have him here as a guest today. So, wow, I don't know where to begin, Cecil. So tell us about, you know what I've always wanted to ask you? What inspired you to pursue your career in music? What were your, did you have any early influences?
You know, I, like in high school, I taught myself to play bass and drums to, you know, play behind people and, you know, mostly to get chicks. And everything. but I also ran track, and then I got a track scholarship to Penn State.
Oh, wow.
And while up there, I'm going from class to class, and I'm talking to people like, nothing's sticking. What am I going to do here? Can't be an athlete forever. So someone just offhandedly suggested getting into music and the arts. So I did the research, and that did stick. And what I decided to do was minimal partying. If I wasn't competing or in class, you didn't see me. Anything I could get my hands on, get my ears on, anything I could see, lots of time in the library. That had to do with singing, because I approached it via the fact that I'm starting so late, I felt. And it just continued from there. So once I finished, of course, it was difficult because I had no contacts, just a dream. And eventually it turned into a career.
And that usually that's what happens if you're really intent and focused on something. Finally it does become a career. So that was definitely a very good way of approaching it. So do you have any, do you draw inspiration from anything for your lyric? Well, are you writing your lyrics?
Yes.
You do? Wow.
And the music.
And the music, too.
The music. Yes.
So I have to ask you, so I told you before we started, my favorite song is I Think I'll Tell Her, which is so famous in Philly. If you haven't, if you live in Philly and you haven't heard that song, you must be living under a rock, right? But anyway, so did you write that song?
I did not.
Wow.
I think Ronnie Walker was his name, wrote the song.
That name sounds really familiar. Oh, wow.
And I ended up recording it, and it's been around since its inception.
Inception, yes, yes. It's everywhere, and it's theme songs for, I know we were just talking about, again, another treasure from Philly, Bob Pantano, one of our famous DJs, when he got his handprints?
Yes, he got
on Broad
star
Street.
On
Broad Street.
And as well, a street named after him.
Right, right.
So at both occasions, I was asked to sing the song because it's his theme song.
Right, yes, yes. It's his theme song. So just to tell you, it's on YouTube, so you can hear it. I Think I'll Tell Her. You'll love it. It's such a mellow song. Reminds me of the real Philly sound that we used to have. So
and, it's funny. It's still, on a global basis, it's still active.
It is.
After all this time. I think it's a testament to what's a classic and what's not.
Definitely. And it is definitely a classic. So tell us, has there been any memorable moments in your career? Tell us anything that the most memorable moment.
I've sung all over the world.
Wow, you have.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
I think it's just that fact.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a world out there, and if you're fortunate enough to be able to do that, you can see how different cultures react to your music, but they're all synonymous, or what's the word? They're all the same in that music is the bridge. So what if you don't understand the words because you speak a different language? The music still communicates on its own. So I would have to answer that in an all-encompassing way, that the entire experience is the most memorable
moment.
Every performance is important. Every performance is a challenge.
Right.
And that's the way I approach it. Whether it's five people out there or 5,000.
Exactly. And music, you're absolutely right. It's a great way to communicate. Because, you know, if you don't have anything in common with somebody, you can talk about music. It's a great, you know, it's the definitely its own language. So
I remember once, just to, this came to mind. I and my band, we were performing, this was back in the day, when like the Holiday Inns used to have like live entertainment.
Yes.
You know, where the sound person would just turn up the reverb and walk away. And he's done his job. that kind of thing. But we were performing for like a room full of truckers.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, from everywhere.
Right.
And a lot of them were from the South.
Uh-huh.
So we were like, uh-oh, how's this going to work? So, but what we did was we, you know, talked to them.
Uh-huh.
And I and my bandmates put together our knowledge of how much country do you know? How much blues do you know?
Really? Uh-huh.
And we put together a series of songs that uh-huh. we pulled from our knowledge. And by the end of the night, we were best friends with these guys.
Oh, wow.
Because
yes.
they saw that we were making a concerted effort.
Exactly. It's almost like speaking their language, but you're doing it through music, which is wonderful.
Yeah, you know I don't normally do this stuff, but we're going to try and do this now.
Exactly.
And they appreciated
that. Oh, yeah. I'm sure they do. It's like when you're speaking somebody's language that, you know, if you're in another country, you're speaking another language or you're trying, and that's what it sounds like you did. So it's a great—
People get it.
People do get it. It's a great way to communicate. So tell us about what you're doing now. I know you have a new release, which we just heard. And tell us the name of that again.
I Stay. That's the first single. And the album is called Cecil.
Okay.
My first self-titled album. Ah. And it's inclusive of dance stuff.
Oh, wow.
The mid-tempo and ballad. Uh-huh. Songs that I'm primarily known for.
Right, right.
And it's doing quite well.
Oh, that's great. So when was it released?
The end of August.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's great. That's great. And so the name of the album, am I saying that
Cecil.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Cecil. I'm just like saying, is that a dated word album?
No,
but
no.
They still call them albums, no. Okay? It's Cecil. So, well, are you going to be performing? Like, can we look for you anywhere also?
Right. I've done a few things in the last couple of weeks. Right now, I don't have anything coming up.
Okay.
And that's because we are waiting for the album to start.
Exactly.
And the single to start. You
know, exactly. So you named your album, I didn't mean to interrupt you, I was just going to say, it caught me off guard, you named your album Cecil, so why did you finally, I don't think you named any of your other albums. Nope. So why did you finally get to
laugh.
Do that?
Don't laugh, because it's because of my personality. I'm just not that ego-driven think that by the time I'm on my third album,
right,
I can self-title an album.
Yes, yes.
And even on this one, I ask my friends.
Uh-huh, you know, which you call it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And if it was okay to do my first self-title album.
If it was okay, oh my gosh.
It's my
Is it
one.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
I already have 7 albums out there.
You do?
Several singles, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh, wow. So how would you say your music, I know we were talking about this, about the Philly sound and that I love, and we hear that. I hear that everywhere in the world that I travel to, but how would you say that your music has evolved over the years? Because we, you know, we don't have that Philly sound in Philly anymore, but it's actually out of Philly. You find it. I know we were talking about the UK and some other places.
Yeah, Philly's just a plethora. They joke and say it must be something in the water. But it's a plethora of creativity.
Yes.
But I've pretty much stuck to my guns.
Uh-huh.
I may or may not have mentioned I'm also a Grammy-certified vocal instructor.
Oh, wow.
And a couple of things that I teach to my students are the words contemporary and trending.
Uh-huh.
Part of contemporary is what? Temporary.
Right.
Part of the word trending is ending.
There you go.
And I've pretty much stuck to my guns insofar as, this trend is happening and it's hot and so on, et cetera, but where's the individuality of it?
Right.
You know, where's the creativity of it?
Right.
You know, so I pretty much stuck to my guns throughout all my projects and do what I do best, which hopefully others will see and hear.
Exactly.
Is sing and write songs.
Exactly. And I only heard a short clip of your latest, but there's still that, I hear that kind of Philly sound that is
the influences.
So, right? It's still there.
I'm not trying to go
away. Right, it's just, it's there.
It's a magical
formula, exactly.
I think.
It is. It definitely is. No, I love it. I'm just saying, wow, I still hear it, and I do love that because it was a magical time when all this music, this R&B music, was being created in Philly.
Everywhere.
And
still going strong.
It is. It's just everywhere. So, you know, people always want to hear about their favorite artists, you know, what they like to do and hobbies. So do you have any, I know music is probably your biggest love, but do you have any other hobbies or interests that we, like, would be surprised? You know, you like rock climbing or, any other hobbies or interests you want to tell us about?
I'm pretty chill. I you know, I try to play a little basketball when I can.
Uh-huh.
And, but you're right. Pretty much music is my life's breath.
Right.
I'm always working on that.
So are you, how do you, I was going to say, how do you get inspired to write? Like, do you wake up every morning? Do you have like a notebook by your bed? I know some people do.
I also teach my students to notice, pay attention. Uh-huh. Music is everywhere.
Uh-huh.
You can hear music in a car horn. You can hear music in someone's conversation. Their vocal inflection can spark or trigger some sort of, you know, or you might see something. I'm working on something now that I spoke of earlier.
Right.
I got the inspiration from seeing something on TV.
Uh-huh.
And I knew of one person. And I had actually met the other person previously because she introduced herself to me after one of my performances.
Uh-huh.
But seeing them together
at
that time sparked an idea for a song I just finished.
Exactly.
And I'm not at liberty to tell you everything about it. But it's going to be a winner.
So definitely, I mean, you're definitely a true creative person because you get your inspiration from everyday things, which I think is wonderful.
Because,
you know,
it's life.
It is life. Exactly. I was just going to say, in the true artist, like Leonardo da Vinci actually used to do that. He would just sit and observe stuff all day long. And he would get his inspiration from observing nature or, you know, different things that he would observe. And people don't, I think they take stuff like that for granted. It's all around you, right?
What do they call it? Resource material.
Exactly.
You know, like a college course or a college thesis.
Exactly.
Or something like that. It's all there.
You
just have to notice it.
Exactly.
And pay attention to it.
Exactly. That's what I think people take the everyday for granted when there's so many of these resources out there. You just need to, you know, get to inspire you. So
need
how
the vibe on it.
Yes.
Need the vibe on
exactly,
it.
Exactly. So I guess I was going to ask you, so how do you stay motivated to continue, to keep going? How do you stay motivated?
I constantly try to, what's the word? Apex myself.
Oh, yes. To kind of better, not better. What would the word be? I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. To kind of go over.
Yeah, yourself.
To go over, right.
Okay, that was done. Now let's do something better.
Even better, right.
And so
even
on.
Though it'd be hard for, but. You know,
eclipse myself.
Eclipse yourself. That's it. I was going to say, I don't really want to say better because, you know, your stuff is all great, but
you
want to, I know exactly what you mean. You're an artist and you're always achieving, wanting to achieve, okay, climbing up that ladder and going higher and higher. Right. I guess that's what you're.
I'm making this up. You're not an artist unless you're artisting.
Yeah. There you go. Exactly. Exactly. So I guess, you know what? I didn't ask you. Do you have any advice for aspiring artists?
Something that's been told to me quite a few times. Be true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Try to be original. Anybody can copycat. There's so much of that.
Yes.
You know, no one's original. And even in the big scheme of things, the consumer is being shortchanged.
Yes. Uh-huh.
If you're putting things out there that's not from within you.
Exactly.
And all you're doing is copying something that's been copied from something that's been copied.
Exactly.
You know, the consumer's being shortchanged.
Exactly.
They're not getting anything new and vibrant.
Right, right.
But it and I get it. It's a business. You know, taking chances is something that people have to give second thoughts to.
Exactly.
You know, do you want to take a chance on being original, or do you just want to fall into the fray?
The threat. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so,
exactly. And be like, yeah.
Catch 22.
Exactly. And there's so much unreal music out there now that it's so refreshing when you hear a real, you know, like when I heard your song, when you hear real music, it's
real
just so refreshing.
Yeah.
Yes, real singing. Exactly. Real instruments, real singing. It's like, wow, this is music.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the like real younger generation, they don't realize, and it's kind of going away because they're not really
they're conditioned. I call it sonic psychology.
Uh huh.
You know, you're conditioned to listen for that boom, 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 808 sound.
Exactly.
So when someone from that generation perhaps hears something that's really fantastic.
Exactly.
They're not hearing those elements. So
exactly.
They think it's not cool.
Exactly.
You know, kind of thing.
Exactly.
So it's a push and pull.
It is. So tell us, I guess, do you have a favorite venue or city to perform that you love to perform in? Do you have anyone?
I remember performing in New Zealand.
Oh, that's cool.
And I had never been invited to dinner by so many people.
Wow.
Ever in my life.
Oh, wow.
They want to understand what life is like, you know, for me as an artist.
Right.
You know, in my country.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, explain what life is like for them.
Right.
But I particularly remember that because it was just over. Never been.
Yeah, yeah.
Approached that way so many times.
Oh, my goodness.
And, I've sung in a lot of countries, stuff, but New Zealand really sticks out.
And I can imagine, because as I said, I know I've been fortunate enough to travel the world, and I see how people are so excited about, like, Philly and the Philly music and all that. So I can imagine you probably get even larger receptions out of when you're out of Philly than, you know, right? You probably
absolutely.
Do. Like you're,
because they know it's organic. They
exactly.
know it's real.
Exactly.
I probably shouldn't say this, but if you like the Motown artists and such,
yes.
and the Philly artists,
yes.
They didn't use auto-tune.
No.
They didn't need it.
Exactly.
They could perform on point.
Exactly.
And I'll just leave it at that.
Yep, that's great. So, Cecil, thank you so much for being here. So the album is Cecil, and tell us the name of the single, too.
I Stay.
And definitely I'm recommending Pull Up, I Think I'll Tell Her on YouTube. It's an oldie, but it's a – I don't even – goodie. It's a Grady. It's definitely – you'll love
oldie
it, too.
Oldie, and Grady.
But, yes, definitely. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank
and much
you.
Success with this – with the latest album.
Thank you, Maria. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Maria Liberati Show. And thanks to my special guest, Cecil Parker, today for making it a fun show. And as always, you can find me at marialiberati.com, on Facebook at Chef Maria Liberati, on Instagram at Maria Liberati, on Twitter or X at Maria Liberati. And let's see, my YouTube channel for many of the podcasts, you'll see videos of many of the podcasts and some of my cooking shows. It's called The Maria Liberati Show, and on Vimeo, you can find video also, and that's vimeo.com/Maria Liberati, and on Pinterest, we're there, that's at Maria Liberati, and you can find my Gourmand World award-winning book series, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking. You can find all the books in the series at artoflivingprimamedia.com, on Amazon, on Kindle, and anywhere books are sold. And if you can't find the books for any reason or have a question about any of the shows, please feel free to email us at info@marialiberati.com. And just a reminder, I'm doing a Taste of Italy tour class for the Bucks County Community College in Newtown in September. Actually, we're starting this weekend. So we'll be there this Saturday, but there are four different sessions. So it's four consecutive sessions. And also, I will be at the Bucks County Author Fair at the Doylestown Free Library. I will be doing a book signing there with many other authors. So please join us. That is on Saturday, November 9th from 10:30 to 1. And then I will be at the Taste of Philly. It's a great food and wine convention that will be held at the Valley Forge Convention Center. And that's coming up at the end of October. So hope to see you at all of these events. And I want to leave you with one thought. You know, it's September and Voltaire says that wine is the juice of September. So think about it. And if you look at my Instagram account, you'll see me doing, if you know what a vendemmia is when you harvest the grapes in September and October. So I'm doing my vendemmia. I do have my own little grapevine. So you can check that out on Instagram. Until next time, peace, love, and pasta. Discover the timeless secrets of Italian cuisine with the Basic Art of Italian Cooking series by Maria Liberati. That's me. From fragrant basil to silky olive oil, each page is a culinary masterpiece. Taste the passion, embrace the tradition, and create your own masterpieces in the kitchen with my Gourmand World award-winning book series, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking. Buon appetito, and you can find the books on Amazon.com, Kindle, on MariaLiberati.com, and on the publisher's website, ArtOfLivingPrimaMedia.com.